on Mix 106.5.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to your Wednesday show.
Happy Wednesday. Good morning.
Yeah, it's cold, man. It's 21 right now in Baltimore. Your Would You Rather Wednesday is actually brought to you by our friend Marcy in Canton.
Nice.
She messaged me this yesterday.
I love that.
And I'm like, damn, this is good. This is good. Okay, Would You Rather Wednesday is literally that. We just give you two scenarios. They both kind of suck, for lack of better terms. And then you got to decide which one would you rather. You tell us your reason. We'll talk about it. All right. So from Marcy, all the way in Canton, would you rather wear a swimsuit to ice skate in January? Okay. Or
it feels painful already.
Wear a snowsuit to swim in July. All right. So would you rather wear a swimsuit? This is good. Would you rather wear a swimsuit? Picture it, to ice skate in January, or a snowsuit to swim in July. Think through both temperates for a minute, then text us, 410-583-1065. Jess, we'll start with you. We're coming to you, Charlotte.
I'm doing snowsuit in July because I've been in a wetsuit before, and it's like that experience of putting on a wetsuit to go surfing is like literally the most annoying, aggravating thing to put on and take off, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, a snowsuit would be thicker, but like kind of like low-key the same, and I feel like I could handle that better because there's no way that I could even physically handle being that cold on the ice rink. So you're not even cold, but you're also on the ice. Absolutely not.
I think between the two, I'm gonna have to pick snowsuit in July, swimming out there, Ocean City, laying out, whatever you want to do. Because you're right, I can't, y'all, under 50 degrees, my body's like, we're not doing this.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
Beware of text messages claiming you owe money for unpaid tolls. The Maryland Transportation Authority is warning the public about ongoing text message phishing attacks that the agency said are designed to trick people into paying fake toll debt. The most recent attacks replicate the look and logo of correspondence from Drive EasyMD, which administers EasyPass electronic toll collections in the state. The MDTA warns against sharing personal information or making payments using the links provided in this text message. The MDTA also said, we would never text anyone about an unpaid toll. All of our business goes through the U.S. Postal Service.
Anybody's parents would fall for this. My mom, like, she's getting to that age, and I say this in all seriousness, where, like, she'd be like, oh my gosh, I think she canceled her credit card 7 or 8 times last year because of things like this. She gets these texts.
But not even, dude, like, the fact that they have the logo and everything, and I was looking into it, they've received over 900 calls of people asking, do I actually have to pay this because it looks so legit? So just be careful.
Number two.
Today is National Bagel Day, and to celebrate, THB is offering free bagels and cream cheese to their reward members. So today, my THB Reward app users can receive a free bagel and cream cheese with the purchase when ordering through your rewards account. It's free to sign up. And in addition, they're bringing back a fan favorite, their Cinnabagel, but it's for one day only, so make sure to take advantage of that. And what's really cool, THB will also donate 50 cents for every bagel given away to 7 Baltimore area nonprofits who do great work in our communities.
Number one.
Princess Kate Middleton announced that she is in remission after completing chemotherapy for cancer. She expressed gratitude for the care she received at the Royal Marsden Hospital and support from her loved ones. She first revealed her cancer diagnosis in March of last year and acknowledged the challenges of adjusting to a new normal. But she is definitely looking ahead with optimism, and she just thanked everyone for their continued support. And she's very hopeful for a fulfilling year.
I think we all just felt something with that story. I mean, every single one of us knows somebody that's been affected with cancer. My dad's had prostate cancer for 26 years. And so I know every time you go on, I think he tests every 3 months to see where it's at. I mean, the whole process is extremely stressful.
Yeah.
We were over at Johns Hopkins Children's Center yesterday and going through their cancer ward, and it's like you kind of realize, wow, there's some little guys even going through this, you know? So I think this is a happy story, and one that hopefully brings either joy or hope to those that are either going through it or have been through it, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000.
Let's try this today. Why don't you play along in your car and then text us when the round is over and tell us how you did, okay? Because one day, honestly, you could be caller 10, you could be playing $1,000 a minute, could be $1,000 in free gas up for grabs for you. Today, though, caller number 10 is who? Hi.
Hello, mi amigos. It's Donna.
Donna!
Donna with the Spanish.
Donna, where have you been?
Senora Donna.
I've been chilling with you, honey. Just can't get in. You guys are poplars. All get out.
Wait, Miss Donna, is this your first round of 2025?
Yes, ma'am. Do believe this.
Yay.
It's been a second. It's been a second. Well, what a pleasant surprise is this for us all, Donna. You know we love when you play. Donna knows how to play. She's done this a couple times in her life. We'll go to Jess, explain the rules to everybody else, and then we're going to play for $1,000 and free gas from Dashin.
If you could answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dashin gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there's time at the end. Miss Donna, you ready to play?
Let's give that booty a slap.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dashin' Gas starts now.
Question number one. The Baltimore Beltway is designated by which three interstate numbers?
695.
Correct. Question number two. Which song by Dua Lipa features the lyrics, "If you don't want to see me dancing with somebody"?
Yes.
Question number three. What do we call the time it takes for Earth to orbit the sun once?
Rotation?
It's not a rotation. It's not a rotation.
A year.
It's a year. Yeah, we were looking for a year.
I know.
I was still on Dua Lipa.
I know. I heard you singing it. It's like you have the tune. You just didn't know the name of the song, but you were singing it correctly.
Yeah, you had it.
Yeah.
That clock's ticking and you're trying to get to the chorus, you know.
Here, I'll play it for you really quick for everybody. So. The name of that song is what, Jess?
Don't Start Now.
Don't Start Now. It's tough.
Yeah. Question number three. That was correct. What do we call the time it takes Earth to orbit the sun? We are looking for a year.
Yep.
Let's see if we can answer these for fun, Miss Donna. Number four. How many seconds are in 15 minutes?
Seconds in 15 minutes. Girl, you hit me a
mass. No, that's not
Holy
me, girl.
Moly,
that's not me.
I don't know either.
What does it tell you?
It's 900 seconds. Question number five. How many total films were in the Twilight movie series? That answer is 5.
Mm-hmm.
Question number six. A baby goat is known by what term?
Donna knows this one.
It's a you, isn't it?
It's a kid. And question number seven, in what month is Martin Luther King Jr. Day observed?
I believe that's February.
No,
it's January.
January.
Donna, it's okay. This is a tough one.
It's the 15th day of the month of the year. You know what I mean? Like we're good, Donna. We're all good. How are you? How's the new year been for you, Donna?
Not too good. I started off, I just got over pneumonia.
Well, no, don't tell us that.
In September, I lost my last fur baby.
Oh my God, Donna.
But I got to play with you guys today. There's no snow. I'm feeling better, so we're rocking it, buddy.
Hey,
good, Miss Donna. We're sending you all the good vibes.
You always bring the best energy, Donna. You know that. You know we love you.
I try to. There's just too much negative crap out there, you know?
Too much. Donna, tomorrow I want you to call back. We're going to play again for another $1,000 in free gas, okay? 7 more questions.
We'll give it a whirl, see if we can smack that booty again.
Have a good day, Miss Donna. Make sure to stop by your local Dashin for their new cinnamon spice hot chocolate, a delicious combo for cocoa and cinnamon spice. Dashin.com for participating locations.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore Top 3 with Jess. Number three.
A Baltimore independent live music venue is doing their part to help those who have lost everything in the Southern California wildfires. Metro Gallery co-owner Patrick Martin is collecting items in an effort to help his friend who lives in Los Angeles so he can support his community by collecting items, and they will be sending them to the area tomorrow on Thursday. All donations are welcome, but they are particularly in need of toiletries, tarps, blankets, pillows, trash bags, hand sanitizer, and gloves. Donations will be accepted at Metro Baltimore's 1700 North Charles Street location today from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Number two.
For the last 7 years, if you wanted to hang out at Starbucks, you didn't have to order anything, but that is all about to change. Starbucks is closing its doors to non-paying customers. They actually released a new code of conduct announcing that their cafes, including restrooms and patios, are for customers only. They will also be cracking down on bad behavior, including noisy disruptions, discrimination and harassment, abusive and threatening language, vaping and smoking, and panhandling. And if needed, Starbucks staff may ask for help from law enforcement.
Okay, so there's a lot of businesses that are making changes right now that I'm not a fan of. This one, though, it seems fair. Like, if you're not going to buy something, why are they paying for you to be there? Like, maybe you want to come and use the restroom. That's always a great topic. But, like, you just got to come sit. Like, are you upset by this?
No, I'm not upset. I am bummed because, like, there have been a few times where, like, if we're doing a road trip and I have to use the restroom, I will go to Starbucks. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's always good.
You know? But I'm not mad about getting out. Now I have to get a coffee when I'm in there.
Oh, no.
Number one.
Beyonce postponed her highly anticipated announcement that was actually set for this week following the wildfires in LA. She was set to announce something on Tuesday, but instead released a statement letting her fans know it was not the right time. Beyonce posted, quote, "The January 14th announcement will be postponed to a later date due to the devastation caused by the ongoing wildfires." It's not confirmed what exactly she was planning to announce, but fans have thought it was going to be anything from new music to a tour announcement. Beyonce has also donated $2.5 million to the LA Fire Relief Fund through her Bay Good Foundation.
What do you think it is? Jess is a Beyonce fan. What do you think the announcement is going to be?
I thought it was going to be a tour because the first time any fans got to see her perform anything from Cowboy Carter was when she did halftime for the Ravens-Texans game. And so I was thinking from that and seeing her perform all those songs and the compilation that she did, I was expecting a tour announcement. But I completely understand and agree with her holding off on doing all of that.
I just wonder, though, when I watched the halftime show, I think you were out when we were talking about this.
Yeah.
It just felt a little late to me. It was almost like, where was this last summer when the songs were popular? It was almost like, Cowboy Carter came out. We're like, yeah, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. And then, like, we didn't talk about it at all. And then she came back and she's like, oh, yeah, like, I've got a big announcement. We're like, why didn't you do that back then? Doesn't it seem weird, the timing?
I don't know. I think just how, like, tours work. I mean, she was doing Renaissance, it felt like forever. So it's like, finally, after that concludes, and then for her to, like, have a second. But also, Cowboy Carter is up for a Grammy as well. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe, and honestly, I just thought about this. Maybe she's waiting for Taylor to be done so that she'd have to share all that, you know, which concert you're going to go to.
Absolutely. This is Jess, and that's your top three.
My name is Grayson. My age is 10, and I live in Baltimore. My joke is, what does snowmans eat for breakfast?
What does snowmans eat for breakfast, y'all?
It's time for kid jokes.
What does snowmans eat for breakfast? Okay. Welcome to Kid Jokes. Halfway through the week, y'all. That's the good thing about Kid Jokes. You can be like, whew, halfway there. If you've never been here for an edition of Kid Jokes before, Jess, what are we doing?
It's your kids that get to take over our show. It's a lot of fun, and they call from all over the state and tell us their best and funniest kid joke, and then we do our best to try and solve them. But it sounds a lot. It's actually a lot more difficult than it sounds.
So if you're a funny kid, you got a great joke, you want to be on the radio, let's give you the number, 855-KID-JOKE. 855-KID-JOKE. You call it, you tell us a joke, and we, as adults, try to solve it. Okay, Grayson, I'm sorry.
What does snowmans eat for breakfast?
What does snowmans eat for breakfast?
Thank you, Grayson. I'm going ice chips or ice cream?
Ice cream, okay. Mm-hmm. Ice cream. Seems a little early. For some reason, I was going like snowflakes. I was being very logical with this, you know, like snowflakes. Like, Grayson, it's what?
It's frosted flakes.
Frosted flakes.
That one's good. Good job.
Breakfast cereal. Yeah. 855 kid joke. If you get a funny joke, hit us up.
Jordan and Shayna, 11 and 8, calling from Pikesville, Maryland. And our joke is, what kind of haircuts do bees get?
Ooh, buzz cuts, right? Buzz.
Yeah, it makes sense. What kind of haircuts do what kind of haircuts do bees get? Buzz cuts?
Buzz. No! Well, cuts. Shayna! Oh my God!
Jordan and Shayna, what happened? What happened there, guys? You
know, I'm concerned.
Maybe it just didn't go as practiced.
You're right.
It was still good, you guys.
It sounded like they rehearsed that, and somebody called one off script, and it was just all right. Over. Somebody check on those two if you know them, please. Make sure that we're still good, please. 855 kid joke.
Hi, my name is James. I'm 10 years old. I live at Baltimore, Maryland, and my joke is, why did the bear wear shoes?
Why did the bear wear shoes?
Okay. And for some reason, I'm thinking of like honey.
I was going honey. Honey, it's
like honey, honeycomb.
Because it's honey wanted him to. Like maybe. Now we're using like honey and like the, you don't love it.
I feel like it's getting like stuck in honey and somehow, like sticky.
Sticky and honey.
Because he didn't want to be barefooted.
Good job, James. That was good.
Got it. All right. 855 kid joke. If you got a funny joke for us.
Hi, I'm Val. I'm 14 and I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland. My joke is, who is the most constipated artist?
Constipated.
Wait,
who's the most constipated artist?
Wow, I don't know where this is going
to go. I wish it was like, for my mind is automatically going to Unplugged, like MTV Unplugged, but I know that has nothing to do with her answer.
Why Unplugged?
Who would be the most constipated artist?
Who's the most constipated artist?
I'm trying to think of band names or artist names, who would it be?
Are we talking like musical artists or are we talking like painting artists? That I also don't know.
I automatically go to music. Have Val let us know.
I don't know where you're going with this. Who is the most constipated artist?
My answer is Vincent Can't Go.
Yeah. Nice.
Wow.
That was awesome.
Vincent.
Thanks for that, Val.
Can't go. All right. Hey, do you think people that have OnlyFans accounts nowadays are going to regret that later on in life? You know, like it may seem like a good idea now, but you think like in 10 years, 20 years, they're going to be like, damn, like I'm still out there. You know what I mean? It's mixed. It's Kramer and Jess. I asked for a good reason. There's a list out this morning of modern trends that people will regret in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they ran through some of these. OnlyFans was one of them. Having an OnlyFans, do you think that will that be something you look back on 10 years from now and be like, oh,
I don't know. I feel like people who decide to do that, it's their choice and they like that's something that they want to do. So I don't necessarily see them being like, oh man, I wish I didn't do that. I feel like that rule would apply to people forgetting what they shared on social media, more so like forgetting what they posted, what videos they had. Whereas like if you are purposely making a decision to have an OnlyFans, like that's your choice,
right?
And you know what you're doing at
it's
that
true.
Point.
And you're making a lot of money, it may be a lot different. You're like, yeah, hundreds of thousands of dollars versus, I mean, the other way, you know. Well, speaking of which, do you think putting this is another thing on the list, putting your whole life on the internet, you know, will that be something that people regret 10 years from now? Because I can tell you, as somebody that's been on the internet for a long time now, I regret most of the things that I put on the internet 10 years ago. It's like, it's just kind of cringy. It's kind of embarrassing. You know what I mean? Things change. Times change.
Yeah.
I've changed so much. I was married 10 years ago.
It's funny because like a conversation that's happening right now, just because Timothy Chalamet is in the Bob Dylan movie,
yeah,
is people are talking about how crazy his digital footprint is. Like he's one of the few stars where it's like, he's kind of around my age. So like his videos, like you see him in a talent show, you see him making videos with his friends. You know what I mean? Where like, I think that can go one of two ways where like, do I regret everything? Are there some things I wish I didn't share online? Yes. However, I do think it's really cool having those things to be able to see and look back on, because there's a lot of videos that I have of like middle school and you know, like early high school days of my friends and right. I that we made, that I made. And it's cool that I have that. It's cool that I can see that. You know what I mean?
Online's where I think it gets a little tricky. We're going over a list of like modern trends today that people are doing that we think, and we're wondering, will people regret this 10 years from now? What do you think about getting advice from TikTok, which I know is about to be defunct, we can say Instagram, influencers, instead of actually going to the experts of situations? Like I get fed a lot of dating stuff because that's just my algorithm, you know? So many, everyone thinks they're a dating expert, you know, so like sometimes I'll even get caught in that trap of being like, well, I saw on the internet, and my therapist is like, that's terrible advice, actually, you know?
I will say one of the biggest things I'm going to miss about TikTok is like finding real people that you connect to. And yeah. So there's like things that, and obviously when on specific subjects, yes, you should seek professional help, right? But sometimes you get these like little nuggets of hope or even information from people who have tried things and failed at them.
Yeah.
And they will honestly let you know, this didn't work for me, but if you do this, this actually might work.
It's
and
true.
You can apply that to life, or you building a table. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of those things that I have found on TikTok that I'm very, very sad that I'm going to miss.
Let me give you one more, and let's all collectively decide this. Do you think people that own Cybertrucks will regret their car decisions in 10 years? Okay.
It's like, this is the Lego looking one, right?
It's yes. The big Tesla truck.
The answer is yes.
I think what we have to do is we have to look to our past and maybe ask people that owned Hummers like 10 years ago, maybe like maybe 10, 15 years ago. Like, do you guys regret that now? Because I feel like that's going to go the way of the Cybertruck. What are we missing? Is there a decision that people are making nowadays you think they'll absolutely regret in 10 years? You can text us, call us 410-583-1065.
The Baltimore Top 3 with Jess. Number 3.
Ocean City has announced another major concert event is taking over the boardwalk this summer, May 17th and 18th. Over 25 bands will perform on 3 stages, 2 on the beach and 1 along the boardwalk for Boardwalk Rock. The lineup includes Nickelback, Motley
wow.
Crue, 3 Doors Down, 3 Days Grace, Everclear, and many, many, many more. 2-day tickets start at $240, or single day passes are going to go for $165. And you can actually get tickets right now and just all that info at boardwalkrockfest.com.
Yo, it's kind of a fun like show from 20 years ago. You know what I mean? Like 3 Doors Down, what? Like Nickelback? Okay.
Yeah.
Number 2.
With TikTok's future in the U.S. in the hands of the Supreme Court, a Chinese app called Red Note is topping the charts. Yesterday, Red Note was the top free-to-download app on the Apple App Store. The Shanghai-based Chinese language social media app has been called China's TikTok by users for quite some time now. Several TikTokers noted in videos that they actually joined Red Note to be petty, showing lawmakers how the TikTok ban only targets that app, and to also a little diss to Mark Zuckerberg. Justices heard arguments last week over an impending ban on TikTok under a law signed last spring. ByteDance, TikTok's Chinese parent company, must sell the platform by January 19th or be banned in the U.S. over national security concerns.
Thoughts?
On Red Note?
I mean,
it's pretty chill. I downloaded it.
Oh, you did?
Absolutely.
Is it just like TikTok?
It's very similar. But here's the thing. It's difficult because it's a lot of the stuff is in Mandarin.
Oh,
granted,
yeah.
Like, there are, your features are going to be in English, but I think what has been really cool on there, though, is there's a lot of people in China being like, hey, welcome to Red Note. Like, you know, we're really excited to see your content.
Cool.
Like, the vibe is very, like, welcoming. And also, too, a lot of people have been using Red Note for quite some time. So
right.
Then you also have American users being like, everybody chill.
Right.
Like, the vibes here are really cool. Like, don't mess this up.
One thing I saw yesterday is that people in China are using, like, kids are using it to ask Americans to do their English homework for them. So they're,
that's
like, posting
cool.
their homework and saying, please help.
That's so
number
funny.
One.
As wildfires in Los Angeles are causing widespread devastation and forcing mass evacuations, businesses, organizations, and celebrities are stepping up to help. Jay Leno has been driving his own fire truck to relief sites to feed first responders. A GoFundMe for victims of the fires has raised more than $100 million thanks to donations from Kristen Bell, the Jonas Brothers, Pink, Sofia Vergara, and many more. Paris Hilton was able to raise $800,000 for relief effort in just 72 hours. There's also a concert in the works for January 30th. TMZ says more than 50 artists and bands have asked to participate, even though there's only 24 slots so far. Just with the overwhelming response, organizers are trying to get everybody in. But experts think it could end up being the costliest wildfire in U.S. history. Now that estimate from AccuWeather has moved up to $250 billion in damages when it was $150 earlier this week.
It's so... I mean, it's just scary. Is anyone watching this just being like, and it's not even, if it was just the LA thing, I mean, it would be terrible. But like when you look at the LA stuff and then you look at the stuff in North Carolina and you look at the stuff in Florida and you look at the stuff, it's just like, I'm like, it's just all super uneasy, man. It really is. And like, I think we all know somebody in California. Just check. I would just keep checking in with them because I can only imagine how stressful that's got to be. That in any moment, any like change of wind pattern and like,
yeah,
everything goes crazy. So
definitely check on your friends. Yeah. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
Mix 106.5, Kramer and Jess. At what point do you expect to have your save the date to a wedding? Like, is it rude at some point if you just, like, for the bride and the groom to, like, to wait and wait and wait to push your schedule back further and further and further? Jess is kind of going through this right now. What is happening?
Yeah, I'm not sure if this makes me a bad friend considering not going to somebody's wedding at this point. So Garage Boy and I technically have three weddings to go to this year, all in California. So as all you guys can imagine, that flight is so expensive, and we're trying, and we've been trying to get ahead of that and plan to, you know, go to everything. Now, we have received our save the dates for the first two weddings already, have already had those, right? And already have plans in motion for that. But the third wedding that's in July has zero save the date, zero invitation, and also like zero information. And now this friend is that friend that like, doesn't
you expect this out of basically?
Yeah, we're there have been shocked. So many times where I mean, honestly, it just got solidified that for sure, it's in July. Before that point, it's like summer of next year. You know, that was like the conversation in 2024.
So all you know is July.
All we know right now, finally, is July.
Oh, wow.
That's it. Yeah. And I was talking to Garage Boy about this, and I'm like, I feel like we have to come up with a cutoff date. Where if we don't have specific information by this set time, I don't know if we're going to be able to make it, you know?
When did you send your save the dates out? It's been so long since I've been married. I forget typically how long or how far out you typically get
the dates. My wedding was in May 2024, and I sent our save the dates in, I believe, October or November of 2020. No, yeah, October, November 2023, because I wanted to make sure to give people enough time, but also to hit before Christmas cards. I didn't want it to get all mixed up.
Yeah.
And then my invitations were out by February.
Okay. And so now we're pushing it. I mean, they're less than 6 months away, and you're like, I don't know the details.
We don't know. We don't have anything. We know nothing.
And what is your mental cutoff, you think, then, before you're going to say, I just can't come to your wedding?
I was thinking, and this is what I'm asking if everyone thinks this is fair, next month.
Like the end of next month?
No, like I'm talking like
beginning. February 1st?
Well, because I think here's the thing too, is like with us, everyone that was going to our wedding besides you was all in California.
Right.
And I think we might be the only, and here, and you know, he might be in the same position where like he's in Northern California. I think, I don't know if he has any other people besides Garage Boy and myself that are across the country,
right,
which is why we've been kind of annoying about it.
Sure,
you know, like,
yeah.
Hey man, like I get it and all the craziness, but we just need something if we're going to be able to actually plan and do this with you, because we can't get there in an hour drive like everybody else. You know what I mean?
I think that's going to come off the wrong way, though, man. If you tell somebody 5 months out from their wedding, and tell us if we're wrong, but 5 months out from their wedding, if they haven't sent you a save the date and you say, I'm backing out because I don't know the details. I mean, to me, I'm, as a sensitive person, that would bother me. Mm-hmm. And like, how good of a friend is this person? Like 10 being best friend, one being stranger.
I think that he's definitely, so it's kind of one of those things where it's a big friend group, so we're all friends, and he's closer to Garage Boy, and so I definitely have, I said to my husband, like, ultimately, this is your decision.
Right.
Like, it is your, it's like, it really is your decision. I just think for us, and like, financially, if we're truly going to be able to make it work to where we're not put in a bad place, we have to get some information.
I think that's going to look bad. Right, if Jess says February 1st, you can let us know, 410-583-1065. I mean, is there ever a good reason to tell a friend you can't come to their wedding and like not come off as like the rudest thing ever? We're just trying to figure out, is Jess going to look really bad if she sets this new wedding boundary, I guess? This is Mix. It's Kramer and Jess. If you're just tuning in, where are we?
So a friend of ours is getting married in July that we just found out about finally. It's like, it's that friend that doesn't have all the details. And sometimes it kind of feels like pulling teeth of figuring out what exactly the plan is. And that's for a wedding coming up this summer. Now, Garage Boy and I have two other weddings before that one takes place. And we're just trying to get our finances in order, like request time off work. And something that we were talking about was, would it be fair to ask our friend, like, hey man, if we can't get all the details by next month, we're not sure if we'll be able to make it.
Hey, Steph in Baltimore, good morning.
Hi there, how are you?
We're good. What do you think? I mean, does it feel like 5 months with no save the date? At this point, like, is it rude to just be like, oh, if I don't have information, like, I'm out?
So I am actually the man of honor in my best friend's wedding coming up this year.
Yeah.
And I live 4 hours away from her. So I have to drive there and make sure everything's planned and all that. And I knew all the details last summer.
Yes.
I have the day, the time, when to be there, what to do. So someone who hasn't planned it and it's 5 months out and you live across the country, I feel like that's rather disrespectful to your friendship. Like, I understand that they may all live, or most of his friends and family live in California.
Yeah.
But it's disrespectful to you living across the country, because you might have, I mean, I assume you don't have kids or anything of the sort yet, but if you did, you'd have to find babysitters.
That's
true. I'm coming with you. If you have pets, you have to find babysitters for them.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's a whole, that can take months in advance to find. And if you don't have that date and all that set up, then what's the point? Like, I totally understand your frustration.
Yeah, and also, too, like, time off work. It's like, I try to get all of that stuff in the beginning of the year. And I think because Garage Boy and I have, out of all of, like, our friend groups and family, we are the only ones that are out here. So I think they kind of forget a little bit of, like, what that entails of getting back over and all that kind of stuff. I just don't want to come across where, I mean, like, obviously, it's not something that we want to miss, but without the time to prepare and the information, like, I hate to think about, unfortunately, that's kind of what it's looking like.
But, like, will that leave a taste in her friend's mouth, you think, if she's like, hey, you didn't give me enough time, sorry, like, I'm out?
I would say if they're your friend, then they should be able, you and them should be able to have just a normal conversation about it, whether over the phone or FaceTime, just have a casual conversation, be like, hey, I need this set time frame in order to know
maybe it's
what I'm doing.
Maybe taking control of their wedding for them. I mean, maybe it's not a bad idea, dude. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. 410-583-1065. Hey, Sonia in Annapolis, does that feel rude? I mean, 5 months with no save the date.
Yeah, to me, it's not about the time. It's just about the message that they would be hearing. And I think it's just a matter of making a phone call and explaining that, you know, hey, we've got to travel. I've got, you know, all of these threads, weddings, and we just need to be able to get this going. You know, can you give us any specifics at this point? But don't tell them that you're cutting them off because they can't get their stuff together, right?
No, absolutely. Yeah. And that's not what this would be. And I think the issue is, like, because it's my husband's friend, it's just two dudes that, and I'm like,
but
it's like, it's, you know, and I'm like, well, does he know, like, what day, or does he know around the time? And the Garage Boy's like, well, no, like, he hasn't given me anything. And I'm like, can you ask? And he's like, well, I asked if he knew anything and he said he didn't know. And I'm like, you guys, please, like, get it together.
You might want to pick up the phone and call the bride and just have a conversation.
Yeah.
Cut the boys out of it, I think. That's smart, Sonia. Hey, bad news about the whole TikTok ban. It looks like TikTok is going to shut itself down this week. This is like updated as of right now, y'all. This is Kramer and Jess. It's Mix. I feel like we got to talk about this. I feel like a lot of us use TikTok. TikTok just made a pretty big announcement, Jess. And maybe we should take a step back so people realize what was on the table coming up on the 19th and what TikTok pretty much just decided.
Basically, for the last couple of weeks, it's been all based on the Supreme Court on whether or not TikTok was either going to be bought by somebody else. They had a chance to sell it. And I think that the main issue of what they're saying is cybersecurity and you know, China taking our information. And I guess literally what a minute ago, this article came out saying that TikTok plans to actually shut itself down this Sunday. And this Sunday was technically the date that everyone was wondering, January 19th, if TikTok was going to be able to be used or not. And they're saying that, like, if you go to open, like, here's some confusion as well. If you've seen, well, maybe that just meant that you couldn't download the app and it wouldn't be useful. But apparently they're literally going to have like a pop-up message if you open the app on Sunday and you're not going to be able to use it.
So it sounds like TikTok pretty much took themselves out of the whole conversation. They're saying, well, we're just not going to do this as of Sunday, which is crazy. For as much as we've been fighting for this, I guess I'm kind of surprised. Honestly, I thought this was a little bit of rhetoric. I thought this was just going to be one of those things that we talked about and we argued about.
And it was going to be fine.
And it was going to be fine. The original law that they wanted to put in, basically, in case you don't know, was going to say, you can still use TikTok for a while, but like there's just no new downloads in America. But that's now TikTok themselves are saying, we're out. I mean, how do you feel about that?
I'm bummed. I think that there's a community on TikTok, or it's just a space that is not the same. I think if you're asking yourself, well, you still have Instagram or YouTube or Facebook, the things that you share on there, it's just different. The conversations are different. It feels more of like, it feels as honest and freeing as a social media platform can actually feel, even though it's not saying that TikTok is perfect, but there's definitely like, it's just a more authentic space, and it's something that I'm gonna miss. I feel like there's a lot of things I talk about on TikTok. There's a lot of things I do on there that I don't do anywhere else. And it's just
so why do you feel that way? I mean,
it's because it's like this safe space community of like people who actually are interested or like care about what you're talking about. And I feel like on Instagram, things have to look differently. Like the aesthetic is different, or like you can post the same video about the same topic on TikTok and Instagram, and like no one will even interact with you on Instagram. But then on TikTok, somehow it finds this like niche group of people that relate to what you're saying and also don't mind being vulnerable.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just because like everyone on TikTok is on there because no one that knows them is on there. So all of us feel like we can talk about all of these things.
It does feel like it's a lot more anonymous over there versus like all your friends seeing it. You know, I think there is a big difference. That's the latest we got right now. It sounds like TikTok's out.
To bay or not to bay? That is the Maryland question.
I think the people are going to be disappointed that you're not going to get a Jess to bay or not to bay today.
Yeah.
People really look forward to all that drama.
Sorry, y'all. I got a doctor's appointment today. Lame old blood work. I can't have anything. It's just good old H2O.
You can relate to this, right? Like those days you have to go fast for blood work. Like Jess is having to do that right now. So I'm like, yo, I'm not good at this segment. I'm not good, but I'm going to step in and try my best. If you've never been here for this before, do you want to explain what we're doing?
So it's a taste test segment. When we moved here a little over 4 years ago, that was the first time we ever learned about Old Bay and what it was. We had neither of us. I'm from California and Kramer is from Georgia. Neither of us have ever heard of it. And what everyone was saying is you can put it on anything. So we created a segment to actually test that theory. And we put Old Bay on items that you typically would not put Old Bay on, and along the way we've discovered a lot of unexpected really good combinations and then some that just don't work.
So today is a National Bagel Day, but we've had Old Bay bagels before.
Yes, like those are,
you can get those
at
THB, no big deal.
Very good.
Today also happens to be National Strawberry Ice Cream Day.
Nice.
Which, like, why is it in January? Like, I don't understand. It feels very summery, but we found a vegan, gluten-free strawberry ice cream from Oatly.
Okay.
And
have you had this brand before?
I think I've had Oatly before. I'm going to try it first, just normal. I don't usually like strawberry. Ooh. It's sweet. It's, but it's giving summer. It's giving summer. It's giving. It's cold.
Okay.
It's not really working.
But is the ice cream like good though?
It's good.
That's nice.
Okay. Question is, and this is where it's going to get not as dramatic. I'm going to try to kick up my dramatics though for y'all. Because typically if I don't like something, I'm just like, it's not very good.
Mm-hmm.
But Jess would be like, I'm dying.
What do you mean?
Like, bro, that's a great impression of you.
It's not. Let's not do impressions because remember, I don't want to hurt your feelings.
I'm telling you.
So don't do one for me if you can't handle the heat.
Every week.
Don't do an impression of me.
Well, do an impression of me. Go ahead.
I don't want to. No, I don't want to.
What do I sound like?
I'm nicely asking you to keep it chill.
No, I'm going to give you my, okay, so Old Bay. Old Bay on, oh God, Old Bay on top of.
Did you just put it on the whole thing itself?
Yeah.
Aw. But what if you wanted to like eat it regular later on or
no,
share?
Like
I always take a piece off so I can share it with everybody else.
Doing it for the bit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Okay, strawberry ice cream, Old
with
Bay.
With Old Bay.
Let's give it a shot. Got my face too.
What does it taste like? Like, is the strawberry coming through? Is like the spice it happening?
It does make you cough. Yeah. I used to give you drama for that, but it really does make you cough.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Is the flavor good?
No. I mean, it's not. No.
What's the.
No, God.
So what does it taste like? What's the combination doing right now?
Like, you know those candies, those strawberry candies that like old people have, like in the little wrapper? You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Like jelly in the middle.
Okay.
Like, imagine that, but like, they're 50 years old. It makes it taste like rotten ice cream, which is absolutely not what we're going for.
So is it to bay or not to bay?
When it comes to strawberry ice cream, man, this sucks. It's not to bay, no.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.